Hi, my name's Virginia Kef Kennedy, and I teach belly dancing. I have a studio in Wollongong, Cinnamon Twist Belly Dance. I started belly dancing almost 15 years ago now. I saw an amateur group of belly dancers performing at a festival in Katoomba, and it just appealed to me immediately. I really liked what they were doing. It was earthy and it was graceful. And it just seemed like something that I would be able to do. And so, you know, went out the next week, started a class, and have never looked back since then. I had always loved dance. It had always been something that I did. I started doing, you know, my mum put me into dance when I was a little kid, so I did the usual things like jazz, ballet, and that kind of thing, but really didn't find belly dancing until I was an adult.
So that was 15 years ago,
yes.
you said, and now you've got a PhD looking at the various history of belly dancing in your own school, and now you're teaching this art to other people. What do you think people get out of belly dancing when they come, as opposed to another style of dance, like those ones that you learnt as a kid?
I think adult women find belly dancing to be a really engaging and valuable dance form. I have my students tell me all the time how much richer their lives are for having this, this thing that they do every week. They get involved in it. It's not just something that they do just to keep fit, although it is good fitness. You know, there's a culture behind it too. It's lots of fun, it's good fitness, but, you know, it has a history, it has strong cultural basis in different styles, and I think that's what, you know, women really, really enjoy that. Everyone likes the costumes too, so.
And speaking of costumes, you must see a pretty good transformation of these people coming in, and like any dance genre, you become more confident in your dancing ability, but also when it comes to belly dancing, your costumes as well.
Absolutely, and costumes are by far, you know, one of the most appealing things about the dance form, and people tell me this all the time. They come in, they start out in their ordinary clothes and start to transform into these magical creatures with these fantastic skirts and colourful belts, and I think people really, really enjoy that. That, you know, that's one of the things that that we love about it, and that women get a lot out of. They have their traditional roots and specific movements and costumes that go with them, but it's evolving. Like any dance form, it changes and it evolves.
And what are some of those basis things that you always see when you see a belly dancing performance?
Oh, hips. So, you know, the strong hip movements are, you know, crucial to what the dance is all about. And, you know, I tell my students to learn to love it. You know, you have to really enjoy the way your body moves and feel that heaviness that we have as human beings. You know, this is not a dance form about floating about the room. It's about being firmly grounded on the surface that you're dancing on, and that's what people really enjoy about it. We have people who come in and they have issues with their hips or their lower back or whatever, and tell me how much they've found the improvement to their physical being. And one of those things is because it's so muscular based, so very strong, heavy, muscular based movement that allows you to really explore the way a woman's body should move.
We're talking with Virginia Keft Kennedy, and she's a belly dancing instructor from Wollongong, and there's the Belly Dancing Festival coming up towards the end of this month in October. People might have heard a wonderful little jingling noise whenever you move your arms, Virginia. I hope you're not trying to, you know, minimise that, because that is a massive part of belly dancing, is the accessories that go with it, and some of the costumes are just fantastic. How have they changed over the years, and what are some of the popular things that people like to put on their bodies when they do this dance?
I think when, in traditional forms, the dance would generally have been done with everyday clothes on. So, you know, the people who were performing it wouldn't be going out and getting a costume and putting it on. They wore long dresses, everyday wear. But they did used to bring out their hip sash, you know, and they'd tie something around their hips, and that is what accentuates the movement. So when you're watching a belly dancer, having something moving around the hips adds to that that heaviness and that that movement that you can see. But the dance form has incorporated different styles of costuming. The two-piece cabaret costume, as we call it, came about in around the 1920s. So that's the bra and the belt and the skirt. And and the various jingles that go with that.
Yeah, I know that one because that's the one you always see the poor hopeless blokes being pulled up on stage at restaurants to try and perform belly dancing alongside someone who's very good.
Absolutely, that's right, yep. And that's what people expect, and why not? You know, it looks good, everybody loves it. It's nice to have something that that is flattering. You know, but on the other hand too, you know, we have a lot of women of various ages and sizes and backgrounds, and you know, and this is something that we cater to as well. So costuming doesn't always have to have that two-piece bra and belt, you know, ensemble. It can have long dresses. We have some absolutely spectacular long dresses. If people have seen Cinnamon Twist performing, you will have seen us in our long galabeas, which are a sparkly long sleeve dress, and they're beautiful. They're really appealing. It's one of the costumes we get comments on all the time.
It is one of those dances which can be done by anyone, but does it work better if you've got a bit of a belly?
Look, no, it doesn't. It really doesn't make any difference what shape, size, background, level, ability. You know, these things are not part of it. You know, if you can get up and you can have a move around, I've found that everybody that has come through Cinnamon Twist classes has been able to master the basics. It's one of those dance forms that really does come naturally.
Virginia, I did mention the festival from the 28th to the 30th of this month. Just give us a quick run through of what people can expect.
Yeah, sure. We've got a 3-day event coming up. There's something to do for everybody. We've tried to keep it so that we have quite a variety of things. We have 12 amazing dance workshops over the Saturday and Sunday of the festival. These are from some of Australia's best belly dancers. There's workshops available for beginners. We've got drumming workshops, kids workshops, you name it. We've got a Friday night event, and our main event is on the Saturday night. We're really looking forward to that at Splash's nightclub at the Novotel. That's going to be one of our main events. We've got performers all night. We've got live music by Percussion Junction, a DJ. And Sunday, we have a family market and bazaar, which will be a really great day, also at the Novotel. That's going to run from 10 till 4, with lots to buy, lots to see, belly dance performances all day, and lots to do for the whole family.